Leading the fire service in mourning is a really tough task. Remembrance of your lost firefighters is something that we hope to be able to continue in our efforts to assist you on your journey. And that task of leading this service today falls upon our nation's fire chief. It is my honor and my duty to introduce to you Chief Ernie Mitchell, who is the United States Fire Administrator. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Welcome, President Barack Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, our national, state, and local dignitaries, families and friends of the fallen, and members of the fire service. On behalf of the firefighters from across this great nation of ours, I offer my most heartfelt condolences for this tragic loss. These men made the ultimate sacrifice while keeping others safe. And today, we remember our brothers in the fire service. Morris Bridges, Cody Dragoo, Joseph Joey Puszowski, Douglas Snookhouse, Robert Snookhouse, Kenny Harris, Cyrus Reed, Jerry Chapman, Perry Calvin, Kevin Sanders, Jimmy Matus, and William Buck Utmore, Jr. As we honor the memories and heroic acts of these compassionate and selfless men, we also honor each and one of you, their families, friends, and fellow firefighters. As loved ones, you understood and supported their dedication and their desire to serve this community. As firefighters, you continue to serve in their honor, and as a nation, we are sincerely and eternally grateful. Our service begins with a prayer today and scripture reading by Chaplain Jimmy Duncan, President of the Texas Corps of Fire Chaplains.
As I stand before you, you see that my badge is not shrouded in the black band of my brothers. I'm not being disrespectful. That would never happen for me. I wear the badge of a chaplain, and on that badge is a symbol of my faith. The cross that is upon it is never covered, because this cross is a symbol of hope. And I am here to tell you this afternoon, there is hope. In times of crisis, we search for wisdom and comfort, and we take time to pray. And that's what I'm going to do for you. I would like to offer these words of wisdom from Scripture, from Psalm. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. From Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and to comfort all those who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and splendid clothes instead of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness planted by the Lord to glorify Him. They will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will restore the former devastations. From 2 Corinthians, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. And from Romans, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I would also like to offer the words of comfort found in an old hymn written by Annie J. Flint. He giveth more grace as our burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength as our labors increase. To added afflictions, He added His mercy. To multiplied trials, He multiplies peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our gathered resources, our Father's full giving has only begun. Fear not that they need, that thy need shall exceed all of His provisions. Our God ever yearns His resources to share. Lean hard on the arm everlasting availing. The Father both thee and thy load will bear. His love has no limits, His grace has no measure, His power no boundary known unto man. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He giveth and giveth and giveth again. Would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Our gracious God, we ask Your blessing upon this gathering as we remember our fallen brothers. Let us be mindful of the promise of Scripture that You will give beauty for ashes, that we will be able to rebuild from this devastation. Let us further be mindful that even though we feel the crushing weight of all that has happened, we do not need to despair because nothing can separate us from You and Your love. We ask that You continue to comfort these families that have suffered such a great loss. Let them feel the warm embrace of Your love. Let them see those standing here with them and draw comfort. We ask that You continue to give them strength as they face the days ahead. And we further ask Your blessing upon these families and these communities here represented. We pray for Your wisdom and guidance in all that we do. Protect our brothers and sisters in fire stations all across this great nation and the world. Keep our families safe while we serve. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm.